More letters from the readers next week. In a few moments, a ghost story for Christmas will be our first feature. Before that, we have news that pink is not allowed on gravestones in a Norwich cemetery and that Norwich Hospital volunteers receive recognition. But to start, a story of a young Norwich man that is truly inspirational.
A talented young musician says his ongoing battle with cancer inspired him to pursue his dream of making music. Billy Clayton was just 18 when he was diagnosed with a rare and aggressive form of bone cancer known as Ewing sarcoma. Since then, the former City of Norwich school student has endured 27 months of intensive chemotherapy and 10 weeks of daily radiotherapy. He has also undergone two major surgeries to replace his right femur with a metal plate and his hip. Now aged 20, Mr. Clayton's battle is still not over. A scan in September this year revealed the cancer had spread to his lungs. But he's refusing to let the disease beat him. Instead, the experience has pushed him to follow his passion for making music. Mr. Clayton said, "One of the reasons I started self-releasing tracks was because illness literally robbed me of the ability to do so much, so I decided to do what I've always wanted. Music is so important to me. I use it as a form of escapism. I take my headphones to every hospital admission I've ever had, and I loved music before I even had this reason to rely on it." Mr. Clayton, who is now studying at Access Creative College in Norwich, was diagnosed with cancer a week after receiving his A-levels in August 2015. His mum, Rebecca Lawrence, said he'd been complaining of a pain in his leg for several months, which was later found to be a tumour in his thigh bone. After months of chemotherapy and radiotherapy, the tumour was removed in April 2016. But just as he was beginning to recover, Mr. Clayton started to feel pain elsewhere in his body. Subsequent scans revealed the cancer had spread to his hip and shoulder. His family was told the heartbreaking news on Christmas Eve 2016. Mrs. Lawrence, aged 46, said he has shown bravery throughout the ordeal. He never complains or asks, "Why me?" He is truly an inspiration.
A family has hit out after council bosses banned a gravestone for their seven-week-old baby, who died of whooping cough, because it has pink writing. Michaela McAlpine's parents made the heartbreaking decision to withdraw treatment when she was less than 2 months old. Now, more than a year after her death, Norwich City Council has refused to allow Michaela's gravestone, part funded by public donations, to be erected at the Earlham Road Cemetery because it is engraved in pink. Dad Peter said, "It was supposed to be put on her grave before Christmas. It is just a colour. It is not harming anyone." A city council spokesman said, "To ensure the cemetery remains a tranquil place for all visitors, we ask that a neutral colour palette of white, black, gold or silver is used when engraving headstones."
Some 65 volunteers at the North Norwich University Hospital have received awards in recognition of their long service, including one for 30 years. The awards were presented by the hospital chairman, John Fry, and chief executive, Mark Davis, at the volunteers' Christmas party, which was held at the hospital. Altogether, the volunteers have given 575 years of service to the hospital. There are over 700 volunteers at the hospital who fulfil a variety of roles, such as meeting and greeting patients as they arrive at the hospital, supporting patients and staff in the wards and clinics, and providing support to patients at mealtimes. They provide around 135,000 hours of help per year and can be spotted in their distinctive red waistcoats.